This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for October 22nd, 2010. I'm Natalie Pincham. One of the articles published by the JNSPG this week is a clinical article by John Buchvar and colleagues. It is titled, Safety and Maximum Tolerated Dose of Superselective Intra-Arterial Cerebral Infusion of Bevacizumab After Osmotic Blood-Brain Barrier Disruption for Recurrent Malignant Glioma. The authors assessed the safety and maximum tolerated dose of superselective intra-arterial cerebral infusion of bevacizumab after osmotic disruption of the blood-brain barrier with mannitol. A total of 30 patients with recurrent malignant glioma were included in the current study. The authors report no dose-limiting toxicity from a single dose of bevacizumab after osmotic blood-brain barrier disruption with mannitol. Two groups of patients were studied, those without prior bevacizumab exposure, naive patients, and those who had received previous intravenous bevacizumab, exposed patients. Radiographic changes on MR imaging studies were assessed at 1 month post-procedure. MR images showed a 35% median reduction in the area of tumor enhancement in naive patients as compared to 15% in exposed patients. Median reduction in the volume of tumor enhancement was 47% in naive patients, 8% in exposed patients. There was a T2-weighted flare signal decrease in 9 of 19 naive patients compared to 0 of 11 exposed patients. The authors conclude that superselective intra-arterial cerebral infusion of mannitol followed by bevacizumab for recurrent malignant glioma is safe and well tolerated. Follow-up MR imaging shows that treatment with bevacizumab can lead to reductions in tumor area, volume, perfusion, and the T2-weighted flare signal. Thank you for listening. Sign up in iTunes to receive all JNSPG podcasts as soon as they go live. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.